Welcome back to live coverage at the Knights of Columbus Hall at the Language and Culture Fair. This is K103's live coverage, that is. I am Denon, and I am joined by two ladies now who are with the Gunawaga Tourism. Of course, that is Trisha Deer and Kimberly Cross. How are you doing, ladies?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I'm not with tourism.
Oh, you're not with tourism.
The
sorry.
Same desk.
Oh, there's yeah. A small post-it anyway. But welcome, ladies. Let's talk about what's going on today at your setup.
So I'll begin with tourism. So what I'm promoting is all the different activities that we do. So we do guided tours, which discuss our culture, our history, to the general public, to visitors who are coming, and also to Kahanawake Hirono. So anybody can come and do a tour. We also offer seasonal food festivals. So tying in with our culture, right now we have the Maple Food Festival going on at different restaurants and businesses in the community. In the summer, we'll have the Strawberry Festival, and then in the fall, we have a Harvest one. So we tie in with the culture, different things that are happening. And we also, right now for Cultural Awareness Month, we have free guided tours every Thursday. So anybody can come and get a guided tour and learn about what we are offering, so what visitors are learning, and also what you might not know about Kahanawake.
Okay. What would be an example of some of the tours that you go out there and put out?
So we have a variety of options for a tour. You can do a standard, like, one-hour tour, go around Kahanawake. It can be on a bus. It can be walking. And you learn about the history, general history, events that have happened, our culture, our language, our schools, everything. And then we have more special, you know, ones of the cultural center. We have ones of the church. And then they go on to do meals so they can test our food, have a traditional catered meal, or eat in a local restaurant. And then we also do souvenir making workshops so they can make a bookmark with our Richard Nolan out of Black Ash. We've done small little birch bark rattles with Preston Jacobs, corn husk dolls. So all different little things that can be done in an hour. And that represents our culture, and our visitors get to take that souvenir home with them. Other things that we do are our events, and like this past summer we had a couple of cultural demonstration days as well as a corn festival where we had dancers and singers, free tours. So, you know, we're always promoting that people from Kahanawake also come out to our events and visitors come as well. That's the whole point. But it's always open, and it's always fun. It's always a learning opportunity because there's so much of our culture and history that we don't know.
And there's always, I would imagine, tons of fantastic feedback, you know, coming from people not from the community when they go through some of these tours, some of these exercises, and, you know, going to some of the festivals. They must, you know, greatly appreciate what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. You know, we get people from all over the world. Our greatest market right now is actually from Quebec in Canada. And then we have from the U.S., and then we have about 40% that are coming from overseas. So they have great feedback. You know, they have preconceptions coming here to Kahanawake, different views and expectations. And then they learn, and we open their eyes, and they say, wow, you know, it's such a beautiful culture, our language, our people. You know, we're so nice. And it's really great.
Sitting here with Kimberly Cross from the Kahanawake Tourism, I lost my little paper here. Kahanawake Tourism, there we go. At the Knights of Columbus Hall for the Language and Culture Fair. This is K103's live coverage. We're also sitting with Trisha Deer, who is not part of Kahanawake Tourism. Let's turn things over in her direction. What do you got going on today?
Okay, so we have a booth set up for Kahanawake Collective Impact. Mm-hmm. And what that is really we're looking to hold large-scale community conversations around some of the challenges that we face as a community, as well as some of our aspirations and dreams that we have. So, for example, some information was available that, you know, the high school dropout rates between 2005 and 2011 were around 25% and well above the national average. So as a community, we have a steering group in place, and they may choose that as a really important priority to work on. And if they do, they'll kind of put a working group into place and get people, try to get a really well representation of different people on that group. So you would want people who work in the education system, you want people who didn't complete high school, maybe some parents of some people who didn't complete high school, so that we can all talk and talk about different ways that we can come up with solutions to resolve those things. So we have a number of challenges that we identified around education, language, culture, different things around jobs and benefits for community members. You know, we have a lot of people who don't have any benefits in the community, and when they retire, they're not going to have pension, or currently some people who work in some of the factories or different places may not have employment insurance or, you know, QPIP. So let's have a conversation about that too. You know, we want to make sure that when our people retire, they can care for themselves and they can survive and live in a home, or, you know, have, be able to put food on the table. So there's a number of things, and if you go to our website, www.ganawagestrong.org, you'll see like what the challenges are. They're all listed there. So, and it's also looking, like I said, at the aspirations. So we don't only want to dote on the negative things, the challenges we're looking at, but just all together, what do we want to see for a child born today, 25 years from now? What's the dream we have for that child? And how can we all work together to align our goals and put into place these things that can help that child be the most successful?
I think what's great about Collective Impact is it's such a well-rounded group of people who've come together, you know, from all different segments of the community, and everyone's working together, you know, for that greater good, for, you know, our children, our future grandchildren. What will our community look like, and do we want it to look how it is today, or do we want it to be better?
It's amazing how, you know, not only what the event that's going on today, but what you two are doing, how, you know, you got to remember, we're all strangers, but we're still a big family when it comes to learning all this stuff and sticking with each other, you know, helping each other out through the toughest, through the best of times, and that's the beautiful thing about our little community here in Ganawage. Let's talk about what you guys got going on here today. If people can't make it, or people can make it, you know, try to entice them to come to your booth over here. What's what do you got going on?
So at my booth, we do have a raffle for one of our new Ganawage Tourism shirts. We're asking people to fill out just a small comment card on what you think about Ganawage Tourism. So how do you think we're doing? Do you have suggestions for improvements or different ideas maybe you've had that come up when you see people walking around town or at different events? We're always looking at incorporating the community's viewpoints and perspectives. So, you know, coming out here, having a discussion, letting us know what you think is the best way for us to grow and improve and really get the community's idea to move forward. And then we're also promoting our tours that are happening every Thursday during the month of April, free guided tours. So you can come to the Welcome Center between 12 and 1 and have a free tour. I learn something new every single time I speak to one of our tour guides, so I'm guaranteeing you, you'll learn something new. If not, you'll get your money back. Just kidding.
I just want to ask, like, the busy season. Is there a busy season?
Yep, so our busiest season is basically from May to November. Now in April, we're starting to get our bookings and our calls for the summer. So the planning stage right now for all the tours coming in is now.
Okay.
But really peak for visitors coming is June to August. You know, we have a really high amount of visitors. Last year, just at the Welcome Center alone, we had 1,700 visitors. The church does track their visitors, and they had a little over 3,500. So, you know, even our powwow last year, we had 10,000 people come to our powwow. So it's growing. It's huge. And it's only getting bigger every single year. So we're getting busier. We are having our seasonal food festivals as well. So we're encouraging Ganawage Hirono to go out, shop locally, and try what our local restaurants, businesses have to offer. And as well, you know, the whole point of being here today is celebrating our language and culture and promoting it. So doing the best we can to share it and with ourselves, and also, you know, to the general public, to the world, show who we are.
That's right.
You know, we're Mohawk, we're famous across the world. So let's promote it.
That's right. Tricia?
Well, I just wanted to comment on Kimberly's comment, because identity is a huge part of what's come out from the Ganawage Collective Impact events so far. And identity is crucial to the basis of everything who we are, everything we do, education, you know, caring for one another, everything. And it's really closely related to tourism, I find, because I'm working with Kimberly all the several times saying, you know, in our community, people come to see us and we need to show more of who we are to people who are coming from outside. You know, let's work together as a whole community to make our community visually. When people come, they see us, you know.
Yeah, and we have to be able to know our own culture, our own language to show other people. We can't show what we don't know.
Exactly.
One thing that visitors love seeing is our road signs, you know, and it's great. You know, Callie Montour, she did her project with the new road signs that are in Gunyekeha. People love seeing that, you know, wow, you use your language. It's not like you're going somewhere across the world, like visiting the Aztec or the Mayan ruins and their culture, it's gone. Now you can just see the ruins. We're still here. Our culture's alive. Like, we can promote that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should be honored and proud, and we are a proud community, so it's great. And working with Collective Impact, it's like seeing all the people, everybody is so proud, and identity is huge. Everything goes back to it. Economy, education goes all the way back to identity.
And all that identity can be seen in this room right now.
Oh my God, it's overwhelming. It's so amazing.
Yeah, it makes me really proud.
Well, I want to thank you ladies for joining me. Of course, Trisha Deer with the Gunawage Collective Impact, and Kimberly Cross with Gunawage Tourism. Thank you again, Yawagoa.
Yeah,
and we're going to turn things back to K103 Studios, and we got Bryony Jacobs going to take a look at the first look at news this afternoon, right after this.